overlanding. I've survived car accidents and I have gone through so many changes. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus has healed me and I'm grateful.
I'm so glad about it that I touched the heavenly Lord. And that we can be together this morning. your neighbor. Yes. 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 I don't know why it had to be this way. I don't know why it all worked out the way it is, that we love each other and we work together and we pray together and we teach together. But I'm so glad about the hem of his garment that made it all happen this morning. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
About verse 3 or 4, he said he had need to go to Samaria.
He already knew before the foundations of the world began that he was going to Samaria and be there at 12 o'clock at the well. Sometimes we worry about what Jesus is going to do, if he's going to show up on time. And from the foundations of the earth, since the world was created, he's already made a way for you. We just haven't got there in our minds yet.
That's right.
He had need to go through Samaria. He had need to go through your Samaria too, didn't he? Because he knew it as well, didn't he?
Amen.
He met you someplace. He talked to you someplace. You believed him someplace. You changed your mind at that well, and you decided to follow Jesus. I ain't talked to a room full of Christians today. And if you got that water out of that well, he said, now you can go tell somebody else about a well that has living water. Somebody else said, okay,
Lord.
That's what you want me to do? That's what I'm going to do. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. We got a whole lot of sacrificing going on out there right now. They're sacrificing to everything and anything. And they're killing our families and they're killing our children. Sometimes people don't even blink anymore. Oh, your child dead. Oh, I'm sorry. Move on. You got to try. Oh, hold on, I'm sorry. Move on. Like they're killing each other, like they're flocks.
That's right.
And we got the water. We got the thing that they're thirsty for. We just need to learn how to let them get the water out of the well. And today you're going to see that Jesus is the master teacher. The woman at the well, she's going to get converted here today in our verses 19 through 26. She starts off by saying, sir, look at this woman. The woman says, in first, let's look that up. He had just kind of verbally slapped in the face and said, stop playing with me. You have five husbands and you still not even with them five. The fifth one, you sleeping around with another one. And so immediately, I can tell you this is a true thing, because you when I don't know, sometimes I walk up on brother or sister or whatnot, and the Lord just showed me and tell me, and when it changes something on you, you know the Lord didn't even gave you something. Boy, they'll start talking about this, that, or the other. Oh, I go to church. Yeah, right. Can't tell the pastor's name. Can't tell what street on you. You're pressing hard enough. How do you get there? Oh, well, they'll change the subject on you. Because they don't want to, all of a sudden, God has communicated something to them in their spirit. And they want to get out of there. Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. He says that the woman says, I perceive that you are a prophet. How in the world did you know? And believe it or not, God is going to give you many abilities that you don't even know that you have right now. You may start to see them. And God's going to put words in your mouth that's going to touch people in the spirit. It's called the convicting power of the Holy Spirit that resides in you. And you don't really have to do too much work. You just have to get to the well. He's allowing us to cooperate with him. He's allowing us to be a part of the process. He does not need you to go to the well.
No.
Get this straight today. He's asking you. He wants to show you. He wants to grow you. He wants to make you stronger. He wants to show you that he's got people that he wants you to help with their problems at the well. See, sometimes we're so wrapped up in our problems, we can't go help nobody with their problems at the well. Realizing if we help somebody with their problems at the well, our problems will start to more. It don't look right no more. All of a sudden you say, Lord, let me get back to well. The well works.
That's right.
It has a double-edged sword for you when you take your blessing, your Holy Spirit, your gift of God, which is eternal life, yes, and go to the well.
Yes. That's right.
Help somebody.
Amen.
The woman changes the subject, and I guarantee you, don't get thrown off when they change the subject. They might start talking about Batman, Bazooka, Superman, or anything. Who knows what they'll talk about? But this one says, our fathers worship on this mountain, and you say that you worship in Jerusalem. Verse 20. Where should men worship? Lord, he kept his hand in his pocket and just smacked her in the face. And she just changed the subject.
Why?
You see, when we do the God's work, the convicting power will cause them to change. But Jesus said, believe me, woman. He said, believe me. Verse 21, the time is coming when you shall neither worship on this mountain nor at Jerusalem, nor yet at Jerusalem worship ye the Father. He said, the time is coming. The time is coming. Jesus is, I hope y'all learned something today. Jesus is saying, shut up, woman, stop talking this way. Come on, man. Shut up, man. You don't know what you're talking about. He just told her. See, sometimes we have to try to be smart and have to try to find a cute answer to give back or try to outwit somebody. Remember why you were at the well, didn't you? He don't need you.
Right.
He's trying to grow you up, show you something that he can do. If you can't do, you're going to blab your lips all you want. That person will step there and look at you like, do you understand the words coming out of my mouth? Y'all know what I'm talking about. You look at him and look at you like you got three heads. No, they don't understand the words coming out of your mouth, but that Holy Spirit.
Why?
Will do what you can do. And there he is. Come on, let's go to the well. Let's go to the well. And after you see what he can do and what you can do, you're like, it's a privilege and an honor to go to the well of the Holy Spirit. Who keeps hauling around somebody that's dead weight? Who keeps hauling around somebody who can't do nothing? Who keeps hauling around somebody who don't have no power? But when you got the Holy Spirit in you, the convicting power, all of a sudden, he said, I did what in the well? And they say, you have to be careful. Then you say, I didn't do anything at the well. The Lord allowed me to be with him at the well.
Yes, Lord.
And see the great things. Being somewhere alone in line, he did it. I pray to God that you don't forget how he took your hard times. What the sunshine from the rain. Look what he done for you.
Yes.
Now, this woman, she is clearly now getting, she realizes now. She's starting to realize that she done met a most unusual. Amen. Because he knows her past. She thinks that she's a prophet. And since the Jews, and since he's a Jew and she's a Samaritan, she begins to engage the Savior of the world in a theological debate. Amen. She wants to go tit for tat with the Lord.
Why?
And I'm here to tell you today, they're going to go tit for tat to you at the well. But when you got the Holy Spirit,
why?
when you just got a little bit of water in your well. You're going to see all you need is a little bit of water. God knows when you run away with a well full of water. But when you got a little bit of water in your well.
You coming?
He wants you to get into this theological debate. And in the days the Jews worship in Jerusalem and Samaritans worship in Mount Gerizim, and she wanted to know which mountain was the right one, created of the world. Which one should we worship on, this one or that one? And Jesus looked at her and said, they coming with that. That won't even be important. Look at what he said to her. He said, 23, you worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh.
I told you you met her at the well, Phil, didn't you?
He was just doing stuff to her. He said, I haven't been sitting here for a week waiting on you. Tell somebody, yes. I haven't been sitting on here waiting for you. I haven't been sitting here for a whole day waiting on you, but the hour.
Yes.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen. Cometh. Knows the hour. The Father knows the hour. It cometh. And now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Amen. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Somebody say, I want to worship him in spirit and truth. All that other stuff is not acceptable. All that other stuff you might as well keep at home. All that other stuff, you don't have to be perfect. Just say, Lord, I want to worship you in spirit and in truth. And like Brother Terrence said, turn from your wicked ways. Just ask the Lord to help you. You might not be able to overcome it. You cannot overcome them. Right. We don't have the power to overcome them. But that Holy Spirit will help you.
Yes.
I'm here to tell you, I'll take it from you. I'm here to tell you, he'll make you think that you, wow, I couldn't believe I let it alone. Wow, I couldn't believe I don't go there anymore. Look what he's done for
me. Yeah, amen.
This woman at the well, she was having this theological time. He simply tells her that geography one day, it doesn't matter. But look, this is really what I want to show you today. He could have took his Bible out of his pocket. One more. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard anybody. Where do you go to church anyway? Who you go to church? No, but the master, he doesn't go there on her, amen?
Yeah.
He feels what he does. God says he simply tells her that the time is coming when geography doesn't matter. He doesn't condemn her for her faulty theology. Come on, somebody. Yeah, I got on you. Some people come. I had a man talking to me the other day. He was talking so much gibberish. I said, Lord, I want to say, where you go to church? but all I could do was just tell him the truth. The time's coming. It doesn't matter when you worship here or there. But they worship him in spirit. Do you have the spirit? Do you have the truth? I'm here with the Holy Spirit. I know what you said. Jesus didn't smack upside his head. Shut up and listen to what I'm telling you. He just tells us today to worship him. Didn't tell us he was stupid. Didn't tell us he had demons. Come on, somebody, I'll get on your trail in a minute. Didn't tell us he was full of himself.
Why?
That wouldn't have done any good anyway, because that probably would have ended the conversation.
Why?
Walked
why?
Around.
Why?
That man is crazy. He told me everything I know, but he's crazy. He made me mad. And for the rest of my life, she thinks she got something. They ain't right. Call me stupid. They ain't right. They made me feel bad. Jesus did not do all of that. One of the great truths that comes out of this story is that God is greater than geography. Somebody say that. He's greater than where you came from. He's greater than your color or your skin, your race. Jews didn't like Samaritans, amen. He's greater than that, amen. He's greater than your sex. They messed up gender so bad. I don't even want to go there. There's 82 of them. People are going to come up. We need to meet them at the well. Go on Facebook. You'll see. Which one are you? You can pick from about 82 of them. But he made male and female. They are thirsty. At the well. Your religious tradition, if you had any, he will break that up at the well. The worship is enough, and not about how you even do it. It's about who God is to you. Do you believe the report of the Lord? Has it produced faith in you? God wants worship that is based on a humble heart, a wholehearted, humbled heart, committed to Him. There is good news here, my friends, and there is bad news. Y'all ready for good news?
Yes.
Let's go with it.
Let's do that.
The bad news is, you just showing up here this morning. I pray 6 times a day. It's not good enough.
No, it's not.
It's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not good enough. I gave them $15 last month. I give $15 every Sunday. I'm regular. I appreciate that. And that's why you think you saved. It's not
good enough.
My family has always been in church. I go to church too. It's not good
enough.
I follow the 10 commandments as best I can. It's not good
enough.
I spend quiet time. I'm giving somebody free here in a minute.
It's not good enough.
All of these things that I'm telling you are good things. I'm glad you do. Don't stop doing them, including the $15. Don't stop. Because they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit. I didn't make it up. Did y'all just read it?
Yes.
They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth.
Yes.
It says in 24 that God is a spirit. You gotta come out of yourself, somebody, at the well. You gotta stop acting like that old person. Matter of fact, you ought to look at that old person. Try to remember just for a minute. Go home and write it down so that you make sure that you don't act like that no more.
Yeah. Why?
You don't let that stuff hold you down. The good stuff and the bad stuff, the stuff that's ugly, the stuff that's pretty, write it down. If you can't find your spirit, write it down, because that person is gone. That person got buried when God pulled you up out of that well. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Spirit. God is love. God is all. God is omnipotent. God is omniscient. He's everywhere all the time. He's 24/7. You can call on him and he hears you. I'm so glad he hears me. When I call. God is everywhere. If you go to the ocean and get on that little tiny boat like I like to do, God knows where you are. You go try to hide yourself in the middle of the night where nobody can see you. Come on, somebody. You think nobody sees you doing what you're doing.
Oh my God.
He is there.
Yes.
And he wants you to know that he is spirit. And he's trying to get you to realize that you now are the spirit. You can be of and in the spirit. You don't have to succumb to that past anymore. You don't have to succumb to all that stuff that you went on this. I tell you, if you done got cheated and you can't remember where he brought you from, right now. It'll do a couple things. It'll make you shout. It should make you shout. It'll make you rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice in the Lord.
Yes.
Because he has put you under. He put this woman. He, this woman was starting to realize, I'm not talking to a regular man. He says here in verse 25, she's not quite there. 25, she still wants to have this theological debate with the creator of the universe. Look at this. She hasn't gave up yet. She's not converted yet. The woman says something. I know the Messiah coming. I know he's coming, which is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Then he's getting ready to blow her.
Why?
So, I can't blow your mind. But Jesus can blow your act the well. He will convert you. He will fix you. He will fix it. He will turn you around. Yes. You don't have the power to even do it. You didn't even realize you was at the well. And Mike didn't know that you needed that living water. You were there for just some water. You were there for that same old thing that you always get out of the well. And you know it's hurting you. And you know it's no good for you. And there you are here in Jesus in the well. And know it now you need him the most. And he blows her mind. Jesus said over 26 to her, I that speak unto thee am
he.
He just said, I know the Messiah is coming and he is called what?
Christ.
We all believe that. We looking for him.
Right.
Yeah, he is at the well.
Looking at her.
Amazing statement for the Lord. He plainly says that he is the Messiah. And you don't have to dress that up for nobody. But you don't save anybody. You got the Holy Spirit in you that lets you open up your mouth and speak as you ought to speak. Because the Holy Spirit can clean it up. It can fix it. You don't have to apologize for it. You don't have to make excuse for it. Look at what this thing does. He said, and see, let me just give you a little Greek here. Amen? In the Greek, it says something like this. The one who speaks to you, I am. It says, not only am I the Messiah, he says that I am.
He told Moses over in Genesis, yes, write it down.
Yes.
He says, I am that
I
am. He says, not only am I the Christ,
yes,
that you've been looking for, I'm the creator,
yes,
of the universe,
yes,
that the Bible tells us of.
Yes.
I am him. He's either Christ, he's either God, he's either a liar, or
yes,
he's either a lunatic. But right here, God be the glory.
He yes
says,
yes,
I am. He reveals it to Moses. He reveals it to this woman at the well. And I'm here to tell you today, you don't have to be confused about who he is anymore. He is the great
I am.
I am. And he can change your life. He can fix the broken stuff in anyone's life.
That's
if
right
you just turn them over to the great
I am.
Yeah, they wanted to debate with you. Yeah, I know. They want to see if you were. I had a brother just the other day. He thought he had me on one word. Thought he had me just on one word. Praise be to God, I had the one word right. But it was nothing I could do. He was just. I just lost him in the conflict. He just started looking for the one word. But he had a good app. I'm sitting there talking, you know, I'm going to get him on this one word. I couldn't tell us whether the one word was right. I did the best I could, but the Holy Spirit was so tight on him. He said, that ain't right.
And then when he found out they were right, he just walked off.
He didn't even bother to change the subject.
Why?
I hope that was the right word. Brother just walked off. Didn't say bye to nobody. Listen to me. For a few more minutes, I guess I'm going to teach you today. Amen.
Amen.
I thought you were here to say, no, you didn't. No, you're right.
And Jesus speaks to her, he says that I am the God of your Abraham, that Isaac, and Jacob. I am the Messiah that you're looking for. The Bible explains why everybody so desperately needs this thing. You see, over in Acts 3:19, if you go there with me, come on, let's walk through the Bible real quick, and you can go home and study later, because we all need to start to put some water in our well so that we can help people heal. Amen? So people will say, will look at you and say, give me that water.
Amen.
Over in Acts 3:19. And what Peter helped us with what happened at the well. Brother Harley helped us this morning with what happened at the well. It's a wonderful thing when you see confirmation and agreement. But and then you can read it again, and over in the Bible, it says over here in 3:19, here it is, Peter then really told them the truth. Y'all killed him. Y'all knew who he was. Y'all knew he was the Messiah. He told you he was the Messiah, and you killed him. But Peter appeals to these people to what? And you see, at the well, this will happen. He says over in verse 19, he says, repent ye therefore and be converted. You can say I'm sorry, and you fall off and do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get yourself converted.
Right?
So you can be up to the well, and water kind of good. Water cold. Nice water. But then, as soon as you leave the well, you don't convert. And we're going to talk, we can't even get into when she ran up the hill and told everybody. We still got to get the conversion thing.
Right?
I can't even give it all to you today. There's so much that's going on here at the well. Right now, this woman's mind is being changed. She's perceiving that she's not talking to a regular man anymore.
That's right.
And matter of fact, then he says, I'm God. I'm the Messiah.
Yes.
He reveals himself to her.
That's right.
He's working on her mind.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you know why we fall short? We think we're going up there doing it. We think it's our responsibility to go up there and do things. If I could make it easier for you, would you do it? Because I can show you that it's not all that hard. Would you do it? The Holy Spirit came inside of you.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He lives inside of you.
Amen.
Somebody say
amen.
He rests, rules, and abides in you. Somebody say
amen.
And so if he's with you wherever you go, somebody say
amen.
Then when you show up at the well, all you doing is carrying the Holy Spirit with you. Amen.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit is going to make sure that it makes up for your shortcomings, that what you cannot do. He's not asking you to do it. He's just asking, come on, go. Let's go to him. It says this. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When the time of refreshing shall come, for who?
The presence of the Lord.
I thought we had to do something. Come on, somebody. Shout! You don't have to do nothing but go to the well. And you don't have to take the Spirit of God with you. It comes from the
Lord.
And there we are trying to outwit them. That was a tough theological question. The time will come when you will either worship on that hill or that hill. Smack her around. He just said, he just told
him
what the truth was.
Amen?
In the prayer, well, God will teach you what to say in that very hour that you need it. As long as you got a little water in your belly. You know, he don't even ask you to have much. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4. Almost there. I know we have few minutes left. I'm trying to narrow this down. There was so much, it just started pouring out. Lord, I got it. We're going to do this twice. We're going to finish this another day. But I want you to know that we're just talking about the conversion process. I don't want you to get confused with the other processes where you challenge her and you confront her. All these things work together. And there you are with the Holy Ghost in you. And he's doing the work. He said, and did he say it out in his word, don't be afraid. Be of good courage. I am with you. Don't be afraid. Told Joshua, don't be afraid. Told Moses, don't be afraid. Told David, don't be afraid. Told Samuel, don't be afraid. Told Abraham, don't be afraid. We got a problem going through. Ephesians?
Yes.
Who had a 4? 422. Okay. You there?
Yes. Yes, I have.
All right, here we go. It says in the Word of God. Remember we're talking about this conversion process is who he says he is. Amen. And he says over here in 22 that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt. Remember this? I told y'all, I can't remember. Some people, you know, they get religion and then they forgot who they used to be. So when they go to the well, if they go to the well, they come away like this.
You smell that? You see what they have on?
And they all red and padded up. Then you don't have no rats or pets. But you got pulled out of that well. Amen.
Amen.
And so don't go to the well with your big head. Go with what? A humble heart. Wholeheartedly turn to the Lord. He will use you. He said, says over here that we ought to put off the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt. Just get over it. Move on. It's corrupt. Amen? According to the deceitful lusts that you used to have. Come on, those things were killing you. Some of you are still maybe holding on to your old deceitful lusts. You're still doing this, and you're still doing that, and you're still hokey-pokeying over here, and you're still turning yourself around over there. It's your old self, and it's deceitful, and it's not good for you. It's trying to hurt you. God wants you to know that you can leave it. In the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to say, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I don't want it no more.
Amen.
Fix it, Lord.
Amen.
According to your word. Amen. I'm going to humble my heart. I'm going to turn myself around. I'm going to stop doing the hokey pokey with you.
Amen.
Somebody, I know somebody right now need to say it.
Amen.
I don't know what you're doing. God knows what you're doing. And he's telling me right now. Tell him to stop it. Say, stop it! It's corrupt! Killing them in their families, deceitfulness. Jesus, think about the deceitfulness. If you knew you were being deceived, you would know that it's something to run from. The definition of being deceived of by itself says that you don't even know it. All you may perceive is the consequence. Well, I don't want to do that no more. Then you're doing it again. And he says, how you do this? And this is the problem. Be renewed in what?
The spirit of your mind.
Oh, somebody said, boy, he said, set him up with that. You've already set out the old stuff. It's kind of like this. My trash comes on Tuesday. If I don't set it out on the curb, I still have old stinky trash in the garage on Wednesday.
Why?
From last week. And if I don't take it out a couple of weeks from this, it's there. He wants you to take the trash out, put it on the curb. When's the last time you brought your stinky trash back in the house? Come on, somebody. You're trying to make it real. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
You know to say, that stuff stinks.
Right.
That stuff got mold on you. It ain't growing. That's growing something. Right? And he's telling you that not only do you go back out to the curb of your life.
Jesus.
Try something. You pick it up and you bring it back in. The house. Do you do that with your trash? Why would you do it then with your spirit?
Jesus.
I wish I could hear that.
Come on,
Daddy. Yeah. Okay, because he's not done. Mm-hmm. And the only way for you to renew your mind is stop going back out to your spiritual curb. Some of you have been chasing after the spiritual trash truck. Hold on. You running out to the driveway? Come on, though. This is what happens in our life.
Yeah.
Because he says here, he told us to put it off, right? The corrupt things, the deceitful. And they'll make you run after that spiritual garbage truck.
Wow.
It's trying to get that stuff away from you. And here you are. Oh, one more time. And what did he say? He says, be renewed in the spirit of... of your mind. You have to ask the Lord, Lord, take charge of me.
Yes.
You have to start pressing your way to glory land now. You have to start asking the Lord, Lord, I know I need to reel. I just brought you my whole trash can. Lord, I don't want to bring it back in. Help me not to bring it back in. He wants to order your steps in his word. He wants to order your tongue in his word. He wants to order your mind in his word. He wants to change your life in his
word.
So, I didn't bring no trash back in, but nothing in your life changed. Nothing in your life changed. No schedule change, no praying change, no study change, no giving change, no I am change, regime change. You just put the trash back in.
Yeah.
No, I didn't, Pastor. Yes, you did. Still don't have 5 minutes for the Lord. Still don't have no time for it. You put the trash
back in.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Right now. You hear my voice. You need to renew your mind and your spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. And how do you do this? I know I can't finish it, man. Now, this is how I'm teaching this lesson. You don't have to.
Amen.
Amen. 24 says, and that you put on. Somebody say put on.
Put on.
You get the closet?
Put on. Put on the new man.
Don't know where it is. Have you seen my new man? When is the last time you seen my new man? It says, put on
the new man,
which is after
God is great in righteousness and truth.
True holiness. Somebody give God a hand clap. This is why we can't get nobody out of the world. Oh yeah, he got your cake up out the window. Amen.
Amen.
He found you at your knees. He knew what hour you were going to be there at the river, needing that living water. You were finally ready to say, forgive me. That. Come on, somebody. Give me. That was, he was finally ready, and he was there at your hour of need. He was there when you needed him the most. And he said, all you have to do is get the water out of this well, and you will never, ever be thirsty again. And you got the water out the well, and now he's trying to get you ready to go back to. The will. So you have to do something different.
Yes.
Put on the new man. Stop going to the curb getting the old spiritual garbage. You don't want it anyway. It's deceitful. It's hurting you. It's hurting your purpose in life. You'll never really truly ever reach your purpose in life. Keep fooling around with trash. Spiritual trash.
Yes, Lord.
That needs to go out into the landfill. I didn't say there wasn't a purpose for the trash bag. I didn't say there wasn't a purpose for the spiritual trash truck. I didn't say there's not a purpose for the trash man. I didn't say there's not a purpose for the landfill. All those things are good, but stop bringing it back into the new man.
Amen.
Into the new woman.
Amen.
Renew your mind.
Yeah.
All that old stuff. If you don't sit down and say, that old stuff, that got to
go.
Yeah. Yes. You press the mark with a high calling in Christ Jesus. Somebody say, I'm ready to press on. I'm ready to press on. You just press today. I guess he'll take you from where you are, and he'll take you to another place of praise. Give God a hand clap for praise. Well, brothers and sisters,